Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Ready? Ready to go. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the regular Board of Directors meeting in the Big Bear Airport District, the Terminal Building West Wing. And we will call to order the meeting at 4 p.m. If you'd all please stand and join me in flag salute. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mission statement. Mission statement, the Big Bear Airport District serves the Big Bear Valley by providing a safe, efficient, and exceptional venue for aviation operations. Item three, roll call and introductions, Board Secretary Rebecca.
Board members, please say aye when I call your name to signify that you're present at today's meeting. Director Hicks.
Aye.
Director Lindstrom.
Aye.
Director Smith.
Aye.
Director Seifert.
Aye.
And Director Castillo.
Aye.
Let the record show that Director Smith is participating in today's meeting via Zoom from 345 East Main Street in Tustin, California. Also present, we have General Manager Ryan Goss, Administrative Manager Abby Erickson, Admin Assistant Ariel Venezuela, and myself, Rebecca Cannon, Board Secretary. We also welcome members of the public, so thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item four, approval of agenda.
No changes from staff.
Move approval.
Second.
Yeah, Hicks, Director Hicks moved that we accept it, and second from Director Siebert. Okay. All right, item five, public comments. Person wishing to comment on an agenda item should come to the podium and wait for the president to recognize them. Unless otherwise provided for a specific item, all comments are limited to 3 minutes each with an overall total of 15 minutes. No speaker may allot their time to others. Comments on agenda items. Comments concerning matters on the agenda will be heard at the time the matter is considered. Comments on non-agenda items. Comments concerning matters not on the agenda will be heard during the public comment section on the agenda. Speaker's comments should be within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Big Bear Airport District Board. Please note that if you wish to address the board on items not listed on the posted agenda, the Brown Act does not allow board discussion of such items because they are not on the agenda and thus were not publicly noticed. Therefore, board may only do the following: refer the matter to staff, ask for additional information, or request a report back, or give a limited factual response. Your comments may be placed on the agenda for future discussion. Any public comments? None. Item six, Big Bear Airport Pilots Association.
Where's Jack?
He is not here today.
Item seven, consent agenda item, including item 7.1, approval of draft minutes. Regular board meeting held on October 9th, 2024. Back at pages 4 through 5, and item 7.2, year-to-date financial reports, September of 24, packet pages 6 through 19.
I ask that we take off item 7.2 just for clarification on something that's just going to be nothing big.
Sure. Okay, and
other than I move approval for the.
So any public comments?
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Move approval for item 7.1 of the consent calendar.
I'll second.
And with Director Hicks moving to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting held on Wednesday, October 9th, 2024, and Director Smith seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed.
Moving on, item 8, pulled consent.
7.2.
I'm sorry, I missed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that will go under full consent.
Correct.
So item 8, full consent agenda items, which will include item 7.2, year-to-date financial report, September 24, pages 6 and 19.
The only question, I guess I have on this one is I've never seen California class before, so I'm just curious what that is.
But that's our new investment. We got that started, in May, I believe? They came on?
Yeah.
Have we not included those reports before?
I think we did last year, or last month.
Okay.
We've had it a few months.
Yeah.
Okay. So Lathe has been, our number one place where we've put our reserve revenue. Class kind of was brought to our attention through Paul. And it honestly has a higher yield than Lathe. And so we put some money in there just to kind of start it.
Yeah.
And it's actually been making a considerable amount of more money than Lathe.
No. Again, I just remember that we talked about it before. So yeah. That's all I had on it. Well, I guess we'll move approval on that one.
Okay. I'll second. Public comments?
7.2, we had Director Hicks move to approve, except for filing the year-to-date financial reports as presented, with Director Castillo seconding the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passed.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
All right, item 9, business matters. Item 9.1, fiscal year 2023 through 2024, financial audit report presented by Paul Kmark from the district's auditing firm, Nigro, /PC, pages 20 through 58.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Kmark.
Ryan, do I get an introduction?
Yes, I am sorry. Directors and public, Paul Kmark is our auditor from Nigro. He's worked with us for a few years now. The last couple years, really stepped up our game and getting our audit out a lot sooner than we normally do. So he's helped a lot to keep us on track. So thank you, Paul.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. If I could be promoted to a participant to share the screen.
Gosh, you just want everything, don't you?
He likes the way it looked. Pretty sharp.
Make co-host.
Yeah.
All right, try that, Paul.
All right. Am I host? I don't want to make sure I give you back the host later.
Yeah, you're co-host.
Okay. All right. Can everybody see my screen?
Yeah.
All right. I have a presentation of the Board of Directors for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2024. I believe this is part of your packet and also here on the screen that I'll be scrolling through. Basically, our scope of work overall is to perform an audit test work of the entity's annual financial statements report and to report on the entity's internal control over financial reporting and on compliance in accordance with government auditing standards, since you're a government agency in the state of California. Our responsibility is in accordance with professional standards that we form and express an opinion about whether the annual statements results that have been prepared by management are presented fairly in all material respects in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. Our responsibility is to plan and perform the audit to obtain reasonable assurance, not absolute, about whether the annual financial statements are free of material misstatements. And we are to consider the entity's internal controls and segregations of duties over accounting procedures and financial reporting as we perform our audit test work. However, such considerations are solely for the purpose of determining our audit procedures and not to provide any assurance concerning such internal controls. Because basically what we're looking at overall is financial reporting. So our audit results, an auditor, we've provided you with an unmodified opinion. That is a clean opinion. We don't want to modify the opinion language. That is clean. That's how it stands, according to the AICPA, has been issued on the annual financial statements. The annual financial statements are fairly presented in all material respects. The adopted significant accounting policies have been consistently applied throughout the report. Estimates are considered reasonable for the non-cash entries for depreciation, pension, OPEB, and lease transactions. and required disclosures are properly reflected throughout the annual financial statements overall. Now, the AICPA has issued AUC 265, which is communicating internal control related matters identified in the audit. There were no material issues that arose to be reported to the government board or management over the course of the audit, but there may have been some minor issues, and they were discussed orally and corrected by management immediately at that time during the audit process. So how do we make you better overall? So part of this process is you're a government agency, state of California. They require you to get an audit. Part of the process there is, since we get to see 150 different special districts throughout the state of California as an auditor, we get to look at those and we get to find different best practice solutions, other things, because special districts are very entrepreneurial. You guys do so much more with less. And to help the processes move through it to make you better in financial reporting, your accounting shop, finance, and things like that, if we see something, we'd like to say something. And we have a couple of times, different things and stuff like that. Like Ryan alluded to, there's a new investment out there called California Class. So part of those things that we see, that see something, say something. And we believe that those things, as we convey that information overall, that's considered the audit ROI. That's your return on investment for the cost of the audit overall. How do we make this organization better from a financial reporting capabilities and put this, preserve it in a historical audit report? So any questions? All right, next page, we're going to be looking at from a dashboard perspective, 50,000 foot level of how the numbers came to rest at the end of the fiscal period here for June 30th, 2024 compared to June 30th, 2023. If we look at operating revenues overall, wow, very consistent. You can see there from hangar rentals, fuel oil sales, aircraft tie downs, other operating revenue, very small variances between the 2 years business as usual, very good. So no drop off in anything. Property tax, your ad valorem aspect, boom, $170,000 more there. And the redevelopment taxes still coming in as they're winding down the redevelopment actions in the city, incorporated with the city of Big Bear Lake, I believe. So that winded down to 136 over 116, so 19,000 more. Investment earnings, boom, killed it right there. With the rise of investments and investment management working through with the district, seeing things there, we see $619,525 this year. If you look at the bottom of the report here, we audit towards expectations. Now, the expectation last year for 2023 was at least you should have made at least 2% in your investment portfolio if you embarked on good investment management. This year, same thing. We're looking at fiduciary duties, you know, good investment management, moving funds out of just checking with earning nothing into your pool to earn some interest rates, 3.95% of your overall average pool for the year. So 4%, that's good. So we're meeting expectations and investment management is continuing along with your fiduciary duty to invest those funds and earn something on the float during the period there. And the state subsidy, $10,000. So total revenue overall, 3.5 versus 2.8 in the prior year. We come down here for operating expenses overall. We got some decreases in salaries and wages, employee benefits, board of directors expense, materials and supplies, 13,000 up. That's inflation, if anything. Insurance was down, professional services down, repairs and maintenance up, but that's an airport. So, and then utilities and telephone were down as well. So there was a decrease in operating expenses. Management held true to, you know, hold costs steady. Down $117,170. So that's good overall. Depreciation expense, that's non-cash, so we don't worry about it, but it adds to overall operating expenses. So, but the biggest thing there is if we look at total revenues minus operating expenses right there, you know, we're in a positive position. However, when we go into here and look at this with depreciation expense, it throws it off. But interest expense and temporary building costs, total expenses, $5.5 million versus $4.5 million in the prior year. So overall, we've got a negative $1.9 million here in the change in revenues and expenses. When we look over here, we see our cash and investments had increased $873,000. Well, part of this is capital asset additions. We spent $270,000 on new capital. So that's a balance sheet entry. So we're taking that out as cash. And we had some principal payment of $275 right there. So we start with overall the change in revenues, -1.9, change in capital expense, bringing back that depreciation expense number, the debt service going out $275, and then your change in your OPEB and pension liability, the non-cash aspect there to change the liability for the estimate of OPEB and pension. So we're about $887,509 versus $873,363. We're about $13,000 off. That's close enough for the other accruals on the financial statements. So very good year, very positive aspects throughout the process there, and a positive bottom line if we take away depreciation. So,
hey, Paul, can you just real quick just explain some of the depreciation schedule? So the board and the public can understand what you and I've done over the last few years of changing the terms of the depreciation schedule. Just give them a brief overview, please.
Some of the depreciation schedule was handled by your outside accountant up there in Altitude Accounting for years. And when we really looked at that, the schedule of the last couple of years, we've been really looking at it from a, you know, what is really happening with depreciation? Is it, are these lives too long? We looked at all the different details of that, shortened off some of those, wrote off some things that weren't there anymore or weren't being utilized anymore as capital assets. So bringing that, the number's been a little bit inflated in depreciation overall just because of the cleanup aspects that we've done. And I think this last year, you see that $864,000 increase there. We did the last of our major cleanups and believe we have a really good depreciation schedule on hand moving forward. But again, it's an estimate. It's non-cash. You've already spent the cash on those items. We're just doing it for financial reporting. And basically, this is just basically how the ball drops in financial reporting when you get a good cleanup of that. And, you know, what we look at really with fixed assets in a government organization, less is more, you know, because, you know, depreciation, it's kind of a non sequitur entry. It's just part of the process for financial reporting, but we should be tracking larger items and not a bunch of tiny items. So all that stuff was cleaned up off the depreciation schedule overall.
So really our depreciation, anything that's more than $10,000 gets added to this depreciation schedule, any fixed assets, tools, vehicles, that kind of stuff.
Single item, not like, you know, 10 things that costing $1,000, 10 tables costing $1,000 each. Yeah. It's got to be one table that costs $10,000 each, one computer system that would cost $10,000 each. So all the little stuff was scrubbed.
Thank you.
Questions from the board? Comments?
Good.
Good job. Any public comments? Mr. Paul Kmart, we thank you as usual. Excellent job. Always keeping us on straight and narrow. Well informed. I appreciate you.
All right. Well, you guys all have a very happy Thanksgiving. We'll put this into a final report, get some signatures on it, get it over to Ryan. You can post it on the website. We are done for fiscal year 2024. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving, Paul.
You want to reclaim? I'll take off the share. You want to reclaim post?
Where's that?
Remove co-host permissions.
Okay, you should be good, Paul. We'll be in touch.
You're welcome. Signing off.
Okay, that is 9.1. Item 9.2, Mead and Hunt, Inc. Task Orders. Item 9.2A, Discussion Possible Approval of the Second Task Order to the Master Services Agreement with Mead and Hunt, Inc. for Runway 826 Pavement Surface Treatment Rehabilitation Project, and that's packet pages 89 through 111.
Page 89.
Let me just read the other one to Ryan, and we'll just pop in.
Yeah, if you guys want to handle it all together, that's okay. I mean, it's essentially...
Yeah.
We're doing the same thing.
So I can... 9.2B will also be included under 9.2, and that's discussion and possible approval of the third task order for the Master Services Agreement with Mead and Hunt to install a new automated weather observation AWOS system And that's right after that first packet. That's in page 112 to 133. Manager Goss.
Okay, so before you, you have two task orders and a description of work, essentially for the scope of work for the design of the runway 826 rehabilitation, which is going to include a fog seal and restriping the markings on the runway. And then the other one is the replacement of the TAC or the AWACS. It's been quite a few years since we've done any kind of treatment to the runway. Really, the fog seal is an oil-based material that's put on there that soaks into the asphalt, that kind of rejuvenates it, covers up a lot of the imperfections of the asphalt, and then we're going to go through and restripe it. Both of these projects are FAA-funded projects. So at this time, with the new reauthorization act that was passed a couple years ago, 95% of this, these two projects are going to be paid by the federal government, by the FAA. I have heard some rumblings here in the last few days because of that change. It was originally 90% that the Caltrans, Department of Aeronautics, is likely going to pick up the 5%. So for fiscal year 25 and fiscal year 26, it is likely that we can get the projects that we have slated, as long as our program manager within the FAA pushes our projects, that we may not have any money that comes out of our you know, out of the airport to pay for it. We do have money in reserves set aside specifically for grant matching. I think we have about $1 million set aside for that. And again, if we, worst case scenario, we have to pay 5%. The overall design or fiscal year 25, we're looking at about $1.2 million, I believe. And so that's, I mean, all of that could be covered by the federal government. So essentially what we're going to do is these two task orders just gives Mead and Hunt the direction to start the design work. And then, which includes surveying and writing the specifications. And then we will go into basically the construction documents, and then we'll go out to bid for the construction.
That sounds good.
It's very good.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, so it's, Director Siebert? We're going to pay the $99,133, and then that gets reimbursed.
So we're not going to, essentially, what we're doing is once we apply for the grant, we will start drawing down from that grant. So this is what the ultimate end cost is going to be, but it's not all up front. So as we, all you're basically doing is approving this so I can start working towards it. And as they give us invoices and we get those, the reimbursements, we'll be paying. Will be basically, we would pay them, and then we would take that money and put them back into the
If no other directors, I, how often do we normally have to do that? The runway rehab.
It's been years.
Well, so we actually did a full replacement back in about 2006, and then about 2016, 2015. It was when Dustin Lino was here. That was our last time that we have done treatment to the runway.
And that was just a rehab. I
remember that was just a fog seal and restriping.
Yeah, so every 10 years.
So
crack fill.
Yep. And we've been doing crack filling for the last 3 years. We've had a crack filling campaign where we've done it every year, including the runway. And the runway is actually in really good shape. There's very, very few cracks out there. So we've been managing them. But really, when the FAA puts pavement down or does any type of project at an airport, when you sign that grant, you're essentially saying that you're going to maintain that asphalt or whatever it is. So we actually have a pavement management plan in place. And in that, it notes of care and maintenance of the pavement, crack filling, fog sealing, and restriping, and that kind of stuff
required.
Yeah.
How much was it that last time? It's been quite a while.
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I mean, I think we're looking at around $80,000 for a fog seal and restripe.
Okay.
And what we may do, and it's still a little early until we get a little bit further down, we may also add,
Julie.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Julie. We may add a second task order to it through the striping company to help us restripe the airport.
Oh, okay.
Because we do with the plowing and all that kind of stuff, our paint is kind of deteriorating right now. So we may do that on our own, but we'll see where that goes.
Director Smith.
Thanks, Ryan. Couple of questions, and Steve. This is for all the design work, and it looks like those are slated to be the design work done by the end of by June 2025. And then after that, that's when we'll go out to bid. So when is the actual work slated to take place for both the fog sealing and the AWAS?
So the fog seal is going to happen. We have to have the grant applications in by the end of December, so we can do the projects in spring of 25.
Okay, great. So it's not just the design that has to be done by June 2025, it's the work as well.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
by the end of summer of 25.
Okay. And obviously that work for fog sealing would be in the summer.
Yeah.
The other question would be, is there any indication that we might start some of this work and it might be stopped?
Why would that happen?
I don't have any indications right now. We haven't had any grants through the FAA in quite some time. It's been, since I've been GM, I've only been able to get one grant through, which was early on in 2019 for the pavement management plan. Congress did increase the amount of money to $4.2 billion for AIP projects. The unfortunate part is this is the risk that you have. We just hope that we have a proactive program manager within the airport, what I call the ADO, the FAA ADO, to push these projects. And we're not talking about, an extreme amount of money, but it has a rating. It's an NPR rating, and like fog sealing and restriping is pretty high because it's a safety issue, as well as the AWAS. So, there is a risk every time that you start a project without having a grant in place, but that's the unfortunate, issue that airports have, is you got to spend money at first to be able to receive those grants.
Okay. That's great. And then it may behoove us to move as quickly as we can.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Any further board questions? Any public comment on item 2.2a? Nope. So if you want to go ahead and cover 9.2b, Ryan?
It's essentially the same thing. Yeah, it's AWAS. It's basically the design. We're looking at $318,000 for the overall cost of the replacement.
AWAS only?
AWAS only, yeah. Yeah. Basically the same thing. Grant application. I already have the grant applications in place, preliminary grant applications, so they know that these projects are slated for 25. So it's essentially the same process, and once we receive the grant, all of that will be reimbursable for the design work.
Any public comments on 9.2b?
I have a question. Okay. What happened with the Pappies?
So the runway 8 Pappy was damaged in an aircraft accident.
Did we fix it?
We just received the Pappies last Friday. They were on a 27-week lead time, so we have those in-house now. And I'm working with the contractor to get them installed. And then I have to get the FAA on board for a flight check.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Make a motion to approve 9.2A and 9.2B as written.
I'll second.
Okay, we have Director Seifert move to approve task order one and, I'm sorry, two and three with Minden Hunt for the runway 826 rehabilitation project and the installation of a new AWA system. And Director Lindstrom seconded the motion.
It's 2A and 2B, not 3.
Yeah, 9.2A and 9.2B.
Yeah, you said 9.3, 9.2.
A task order two and three. So all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passed.
Thank you, Rebecca. Item 9.3, the view of the Big Bear Airport District's disadvantaged business enterprise EBP policy. In your packet, pages 134 to 175.
All right, so this is just for review only. There's no need for a motion and a second on this. This is just for public review and to be put on our website. Essentially, as we take grants from the FAA, we're required to have a DBE in place. Our DBE had expired back in 2022, I believe, and I did not move forward with updating it, one, because of the cost, and two, we didn't have any projects slated, and we're required by federal law to update this every 3 years. And so now that we have projects slated starting fiscal year 25 and beyond, we needed to get this in place. Really, this is just boilerplate information that Mead and Hunt has to put together. We have a percentage of disadvantaged business, and then they talk about, you know, what types of jobs and what, you know, woman-owned business, minority-owned business, veteran-owned business. And so this is just one of the requirements that we're required to do to continue to get federal funding. So.
Okay. Any public comments, questions? Item 9.4, Amlock Security Group contract, back at pages 176 through 177.
All right, last business item. So before you is a proposal from Comlock to relocate all of our surveillance video cameras and gate operation equipment to the temporary building. We have money within the budget that's been approved at the last fiscal year. Or this fiscal year. And so this is just one of the, because it's over my allotted amount, I needed to bring it before you for approval.
Second. Well, any discussion or questions? Any public comments? I got a quick question though. Is that 22.5, that's is Camlock our current?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Comlock has been our provider. They do all our gate access and all our surveillance. They've been doing it for probably about 10 years now. Yeah.
Director Smith.
Thank you, Director Castillo. As we then are going to move it back to the terminal building when that is complete, is that a good time to look at upgrading our system?
It probably would be, yes. We've been nursing this stuff along in the hopes that it would have been replaced with the new building. So yes, it will be there will be a discussion once we get a little bit further down of updating cameras and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so
good,
yes.
Point.
Well, and even the access, right? Because those access cards are hard to come by at this point.
Yeah. So we're exactly, there's a lot of things that we, and because we use Brevo and that's our systems that open up our gates, you have to use dealers like Comlock. So there's not a lot of dealers within our area that can still come and do that work. So yeah.
Thank you, Director. Now it's time.
Sure. I'm positive.
Second.
We went through that.
Director Hicks moved to approve the proposal from Comlock Security Group. Director Seifert seconded the motion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passed.
Okay. Item 10, manager's report, packet pages 178 through 185.
I don't have a lot of information for you this month. I just threw our operations for September and October. So as you know, pretty much the whole month of September, the airport was impacted either by TFRs or by the fire. You can see we had 904 operations, and primarily most of those were firefighting aircraft. We sold about 15,000 gallons of fuel in that September and October for jet fuel. And then the month of October, we had about 1,360 operations, so a little bit higher than the average. We're usually around 11 to 1,200. So I think that was probably an influx of people wanting to come to Big Bear since it was closed, as well as having all those helicopters still taking off and landing for the fire. And that's it.
Any questions from the board? I got questions. Did that 15, the jet fuel that we sold, how much was it you said?
About 15,000 gallons.
Did that offset the lack of jet being pumped
due to the closure?
Oh, we did three times.
It actually
helped us. Yeah. I don't know what the average is. We might sell, 3,000 a month.
Yeah. Okay.
That's kind of where
3,000 to 4,000
a month. So yeah. 15,000. Yeah. It was a big, big sale.
So no real loss.
There was zero loss. We actually made money.
Even if you coupled the
avgas.
Okay. Yeah. Good. There's a positive lining to everything. Any public comments? Okay. Item 11, committee reports. None. Item 12, director's comments. Director Hicks.
I just put out there and would like for the board members to consider that our December meeting, that we hold it on Tuesday rather than Wednesday that month. Primary reason being, as you may know, I was elected to the city council, and that's also the swearing in. That Wednesday is the swearing in night for that. So, and clearly I want to stay active and involved with the airport board. So I'm just asking for the December meeting to be moved forward one day. I know we can't talk about it, but put it on there to see if that's something we can work on.
Okay. Director Seifert.
Good job. A lot of work on this. Thank you, public, for being here. And our two new directors elect, which is awesome. And staff, thank you guys for all the hard work.
Director Smith.
Director Seifert took my remarks. So do appreciate everything from General Manager Goss and staff. And I am happy to see our new directors-elect sitting in those chairs, which will be in the opposite side of the tables next month. If we move the December meeting forward, I will not be able to attend. I have a non-negotiable meeting from 4 to 5:30 that day.
Thank you. Director Lister.
I'd like to congratulate you, Chuck,
new
position.
Yeah, sorry.
We're proud of you.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And I'm very proud of you, too. I really admire your intelligence and your charm and your knowledge of so many things.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
I want you to know that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I guess that just leaves me, down to me. So again, I echo all the sentiments that have been spoken here. Congratulations.
Can I make one more comment when you finish?
Yeah, when I'm done.
So congratulations, and then you'll do real well. You have us. And we just got to find out how to clone you.
Well, hopefully I can stay.
did you say cone him? No. Okay, it's like the Saturday Night Live, right? Yeah. I'll
wait till you. And as always, thank you, staff, for the great work you do. I know how hard you guys all work. And thank you, Mr. K. Mark. He's off now, but
yeah.
He always does a fantastic job.
He talks fast.
He's smart. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're very good answer the plan. We just keep fine tuning our financial house, and very proud of that and all the work you guys put into it. So appreciate that. Thank you, public, and congratulations to Cam and Cam Lawrence, Dale Gardner, our incoming directors. You guys fought a very tough campaign.
It was brutal.
Succeeded. I go along your signs for prosperity. I sell up on eBay.
We look forward to the peaceful transfer of power. Welcome to the team. See you in December. Rector Hick.
Julie, I mean, if we go along with this day change and you won't be here, all I can say, it's been my honor to serve with you the last couple of years. And I really appreciate you smiling and keeping me straight at the same time. So your support was really, truly appreciated. And Rick, I'll see you next month. But again, thank you very much for your support. And Mary Kay, I love you to death. So we won't talk about that. And good things about you too, Steve.
So
and,
next month, can you put them side by side so I can?
Yeah,
we can hold hands. And as far as the staff, I am very proud of you guys, especially on this audit. I mean, given your complexity of keeping the taxpayers' money straight, and the fact that they found a good report here for this airport, when I look around the valley. You guys are something that should be held out to the public.
Yes, thank you.
On how we manage funds at this airport.
Yeah.
Some meetings I've been to recently, another story. You guys are amazing, and I really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Great. Okay, this time we're going to adjourn to closed session. Item 13.1, conference with legal counsel, initiation of litigation. Government Code Section 54956.9, Subpart P, Number 4, with one case, and we're going to adjourn right now at 5:43. Okay, good afternoon. We are coming out of closed session, reconvening to open session at 4:54 p.m., and there's no reportable action. And then we will now adjourn the official meeting of the Big Bear Airport District, including the closed session at 4:55.